Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
A new partnership of local community organisations has been appointed by Cambridge City Council to manage the new community centre that will be built as part of the Ironworks housing scheme on the former Milvo Depot site. Romsey Mill Trust and Petersfield Area Community Trust have secured an 11-year lease to run the new community building for local residents and community groups to use. Diane Hicks is Operations and Resources Manager. She's from Romsey Mill. Alongside her is John Franks, who's chair of PACT. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. I don't know who wants to take this, but I have to ask, why 11 years? It's one kind of feels it should be 12 or 10.
Well, I think the basic kind of lease tender that Cambridge City Council tends to do is like 3 years. But we said for a community organisation to run this centre, we really need a longer, more secure tenure.
You need a good run-up. So, once it's open.
Indeed.
So people know where they are.
We need to make sure it's sustainable and we can carry on running it for a decent time.
Absolutely. So how did you come to work together in the first place? Because we kind of know both organisations, PACT being Petersfield, which is the bit of Cambridge we broadcast in, which takes in, well, Gwinder Street, obviously, York Street. Where do the boundaries,
stretch away to? From Newmarket Road down to towards the station.
Because there is a little piece of ground, isn't there, which is physically called Petersfield,
Petersfield, causes lots of confusion.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just by the swimming bars there.
Yeah.
And that's where we take our name from. But it's this weird, it's the densest area of Cambridge, and it's because it's got these Victorian terraces that are very close together.
And then Romsey Mills patch, because Romsey Mill itself is down the far end of the Mill Road.
Well, although we're based and our main central hub is in the Romsey Ward itself, obviously we work right across South Cambridge and in Cambridge City as well. And we run both the Romsey Mill Centre, but we also manage Ross Street Centre on behalf of the City Council as well now.
So I guess the pair of you or your organisations almost have quite different reasons, if you like, for needing some additional space.
I think we do, but I think we've both, at the heart of our organisations, we've got community at the heart of it, and we work for community development and we work for local residents. And I think it's a great partnership because PACT have got the experience of the community of Petersfield, and we have got the experience of running community buildings. So coming together in that way was a good partnership.
Yes. And did you, approach each other? How did the partnership evolve in the first instance?
Well, Romsey Mill knew we wanted this community centre, and we gave a lot of feedback to the council and fed the brief for the design a lot. But at the end of the day, we weren't capable of doing the tender on our own. Mm. And so we approached Romsey Mill, and it turned out to be a very good match, actually. Yeah. A very nice partnership experience.
Because PACT, I know you've been campaigning as an organisation for several years.
22 years. It's our charitable
object. Is it now 22 years? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
22 years.
Attempted to buy a chapel at one point, a couple of other attempts as well, that fell through. But yeah, that's the history of PACT. It's what PACT, because we lost a youth centre 22 years ago in 1997.
This is the Howard Mallett Centre, yes.
And so since then, PACT's been trying to do something about that and support the local community at the same time. And finally, we've achieved it. So we'll actually have to change our charitable objects and everything.
Yeah, and I think for Romsey Mill, one of the other things that we work really hard at is building partnerships. So we have a number of partnerships with other organisations across Cambridgeshire. So when PACT approached us, it felt like a good fit because of our experience of running buildings and the fact that Petersfield is so close to Romsey Mill. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we can build a community together.
Mm. What kind of events will you be holding there, both of you, really?
Well, the magic mix is a thing to find, because the centre's got to pay for itself at the end of the day. It's a social enterprise, really. So you're looking for evening classes with dancing for adults and things like that, and art classes. But then in the morning, PACT really wants the toddler groups and the basic community support, the coffee mornings for older people. The whole mix.
I think it will really be a mix. And obviously for Romsey Mill, it's extra area for us to also use for our work. But I think it's about what the community needs. Mm-hmm. And that's where PACT come into their own, because they've got real strength in talking to the community and knowing what the needs of the community are, and we will help deliver that. But then, like John said, it is about it paying for itself, so there will be a mixture of hire and also just community groups running.
I was interested, John, you mentioned briefly that you were, or the organisation was involved in actually the development and the building in terms, is this in terms of, I don't know, for dancing for the sake of argument, you know, you would need a particular sized room or a particular type of floor for something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Things like the flooring, having an outdoor space, which no other little, you can't rent anywhere with an outdoor space locally, and groups like the Guides and Scouts need an outdoor space if they're going to use somewhere.
Bonfires indoors just don't work,
do they? You can't do that, it's true.
Not with health and safety.
And what else?
I mean, that's one of the reasons that the City Council appointed an operator very early on, was so that we could be involved in the planning. So we've had our first meeting. Yeah. We had our first meeting a couple of weeks ago, where we've talked, you know, the nitty-gritty of what the kitchens will look like, what the floor space, what the flooring will be, and all of that kind of thing, so that we can be involved in that right in the run-up to the opening of the centre.
How to divide everything up? I'm sure there won't be any arguments about it. It's more like, no, you do this. No, I insist. But how is that going to work? Because obviously two organisations, you will have, you know, separate needs at times.
We are early on in the partnership because our main focus was getting the tender in and trying to win the tender, which obviously we've been successful at. We've talked a little bit about how the two groups will meet together, and there'll be representatives of PACT and representatives of the Mill, and we'll work together. We're in it to work together.
I'm intrigued, actually, by the tendering process of sorts, insofar as, you know, I kind of remember a time when it was like the local school hall, or it was the parish church would run something. And now I'm not saying this is privatisation, but it's a different way of doing things, I feel, to what it might have been, I don't know, 50 years ago.
Yeah, I think it is. I think the City Council are very pro-partnership working with local voluntary organisations. We have a long-standing relationship.
I guess my point in part is they don't want to run it themselves.
I'm not sure it's that. I think they are committed to the community, and they see that actually the members of the community and the people working in the community are better placed to do that work.
Mm. Yeah, that does make sense, doesn't it? I mean, you guys clearly know what your immediate community is missing much more than the City Council do, who just have a very much more of an overview of everything.
No, that makes sense. We mustn't forget, of course, that we're several months away from the building being completed and then opening to the community. What sort of things are happening on the timeline? Because it's 2021, I think, and the first first mother and toddler group will turn up.
So the current time plan is that it will open in September 2021. Mm-hmm. I think in the meantime, PACT and Romsey Mill will work together to form a programme of activities. PACT have already been talking to local groups, so we will kind of start to look at what a normal week will look like. We'll think about how it's staffed, and we'll be doing that kind of thing, which is a great lead-in time to be able to then hit the ground running as soon as it opens.
And then I guess the various community organisations will, shall we say, emerge. There may be some who's meeting in a space which isn't quite what they need, and this could be just the thing for them to move to. And yet on the other side, there might be new people within the community who want to set something up, and this would be the place to come to.
Absolutely, yes. And there's people we've already talked to, as I mentioned. And I think we can offer, bring new activities into the area too. It's right in the middle of Mill Road, this community centre, so it's really a resource for the whole city, and we can bring in all kinds of people to use the space.
So not just, you know, just because it is sited in an area off of the Mill Road, it's not just for the independent public
actually,
of Mill Road.
It's very important that though we're packed, we're very aware that the centre needs to serve a much wider area than Petersfield itself, down into Romsey and towards the centre of the city where there aren't facilities either.
And I think the other thing to remember is that it is actually part of a larger development, so there is going to be new housing.
And they'll want some facilities too, won't they?
There will be new people moving into the area as well.
Well, look, thank you very much, both of you, for coming in. I'm sure that we'll have one or both of you back again to tell us a little bit more as the project moves forward. And I figure, John, there'll also be some conversations at some of these coffee mornings you've been having at the across the way at the Alex recently.
You'd be very welcome. Yes.
So never an excuse not to go to the Alex. Right. Diane Hicks, Operations and Resources Manager for Romsey Mill. Also, John Franks, Chair of PACT. Thanks both very much. Cambridge 105 Radio.